Our reading today is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1 and reading down through verse 5. Let's read together in verse 1 where Paul says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." Now, Paul has been stressing the importance of holding on to the truth and teaching the true doctrine. Timothy, a preacher, had a serious duty in this regard. But Paul shows that it's not just the preacher who has this responsibility to uphold the truth. Because in chapter 3, verse 15, he says that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. So the whole church is responsible for teaching and defending the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Now, it's interesting in chapter 4 then, as he follows right after these words about the great mystery of godliness and the importance of sound doctrine in chapter 3, in chapter 4, he warns about some who will leave the truth and turn to lies. Now, it's interesting also that Timothy is in Ephesus. He is working with the church at Ephesus when Paul writes this letter of 1 Timothy to him. It's interesting also that Paul warned the elders of this same church at Ephesus about a departure from the faith. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28 beginning, Paul said to the elders of this very church at Ephesus, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood." Now listen very carefully to Acts 20, verses 29 and 30. "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." So Paul warned these Ephesian elders that the apostasy was coming, that there would be people coming from the outside of the church, in the church, to try to destroy it. And also, he says, "Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking these perverse things to draw away disciples after them." So with that in mind, let's look at this warning in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, and let's see what we can learn about it. In verse 1, Paul says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly." In Bible times, the Spirit sometimes spoke through men audibly. At other times, the Holy Spirit moved these men to write the Scripture. So he spoke through the writing of Scripture. And this is why the Bible sometimes says that the Holy Spirit saith. And what that means, what that amounts to, is that the Scriptures are saying it, because the Holy Spirit inspired the writing of the Scriptures. And so when you say the Scriptures say something, that's the same thing as saying that the Spirit, or that God, says these things. In Hebrews 3, verse 7, when the writer quotes the Old Testament book of Psalms, and he quotes Psalm 95, he introduces that by saying that the Holy Ghost says these words in Psalm 95. Because if the Scriptures say these things, and the Scriptures were given by the Holy Spirit, that means the Spirit is speaking through the Bible. This is why you find in Revelation 2 and Revelation chapter 3 as well, that to each one of the seven churches, Jesus said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, how was the Spirit talking to those churches? Well, he was talking through those words that were written in those letters. So today, when we have the Bible, when we read the Bible and when we teach the Bible, that is the Holy Spirit talking because the Holy Spirit gave those words. All Scripture was given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Now the Spirit said the other things that Paul wrote. Everything that Paul has written up to this point and after this point was given by the Holy Spirit because Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Spirit. But here Paul says, and he adds the word expressly, he says not only that the Spirit is doing the talking here, which he had already done, of course, in all the other things that Paul wrote, but now he says that the Spirit is speaking expressly. Now that means explicitly. That means in direct, specific words. Sometimes the Bible speaks in general words, but sometimes the Bible is more specific. Sometimes it's more direct. And Paul is calling attention to the fact here that the Holy Spirit now is speaking very directly and very specifically about this apostasy that he's going to describe. Now he says the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Now it's important to remember that these New Testament Christians, at the time Paul is writing, were in this time frame that is known as and described by the expression, these latter times. This means that Paul is not just talking about our day and age in which we live. He's not just talking about the last few years before Jesus comes again. Notice in all these verses that I'm about to read how the Bible talks about this period of time. In Acts 2, verses 16 and 17, Peter quoted from the book of Joel, and he said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days." Peter said, the last days were then. He said, this is it. This is what Joel was talking about. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible talks about these last days. Now, that was written, of course, almost 2,000 years ago. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, Peter talks about these last times, and even more directly. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, John said, it is the last time. All those expressions mean the same thing as the latter times here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. So what Paul is emphasizing is this. He is talking about the fact that in the Christian age, there are going to be departures. Paul says that the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Some people, he says, are going to depart from the faith. Now, Paul has already talked about the fact that there were some who had left the truth. In chapter 1, verse 6, he talks about some who had swerved from the truth and had turned aside to vain jangling. Chapter 1, verse 6. He talks about Hymenaeus and Alexander who had made shipwreck of their faith. Chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And throughout this book, he talks about people who had fallen away from the faith. Now, the faith here refers to the truth. It refers to the doctrine. It refers to the gospel. And Paul says that there are going to be those who will depart from the faith. Now, here's a question. If the idea of once saved, always saved is true, then how could that happen? There are many that believe that once you are saved, that you can never be lost. That once you are in the faith, that you can never leave the faith. You can never lose your faith or leave the faith. Well, if that doctrine is true, then how on earth could Paul say that some will depart from the faith? How can you depart from the faith if you've never been in it? How can you depart from the truth if you've never been a part of it? If these people had never become Christians, if they were never in the faith, then how could they leave the faith? And of course, the answer is, if they had never been saved, if they had never been in the faith, then they certainly could not depart from it like Paul says. So this is just another passage which shows that the idea of once saved, always saved is just not in the Bible. This is what we call apostasy, a falling away, and the Bible warns about it many times, and this is just one of those instances. Now, how did this happen? How did Paul say that some would depart from the faith? Well, he said that they would give heed, that is, they would listen to. They would go along with seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They gave heed to deceiving or seducing spirits. Now, this refers to teachers. It refers to men. It refers to those who go around teaching a doctrine that is not true. Oftentimes, they're called spirits. He's not talking about a spirit that you might see like a vision or like a disembodied spirit. The word spirit here simply refers to those people who were teaching or who are trying to teach even now something that is wrong. Listen to the word spirit in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. John said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So the spirits here are false prophets. And that's what he's talking about here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. So these Christians then, he said, would give heed to, they would listen to, deceiving or seducing spirits, and they would give heed to doctrines of devils. That is, teachings that devils like and that devils approve of. So Paul says that there is going to be an apostasy. There are going to be those who will leave the faith and will turn to these seducing spirits, these false doctrines taught by false prophets. Then he talks about how these false teachers and how these apostates operated. He talks about the effects of this apostasy beginning in verse 2. He says that they will be speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, these are religious lies. People claiming that God spoke to them. People claiming that they have some kind of new message from God. People claiming that they have some kind of new insight on the truth or even on the Bible. And people especially making big promises about their new brand or new twist of religion. There were many religious lies told in the Old Testament. There were many religious lies told in the New Testament, and there are many religious lies being told today. This is nothing new. The Bible talks about this many times, and this is why the Bible says that every individual needs to test what he hears from any kind of preacher or any kind of man. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, the Bible says to test all things and to hold fast that which is good. In Acts 17, verse 11, the Bible says that the Bereans searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, if people did that in religion today, then they would not follow false teaching and false prophets. But the sad truth is this. There are many people that prefer a lie to the truth. There are many people that would rather follow a lie in religion than they would the truth of God's Word. And this is what Paul talks about and warns about in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2, beginning. He said, "Preach the word, Timothy. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Now, beginning in verse 2 in the next lesson, we're going to look at the character of these false teachers and their followers, and we're going to look at some examples of what these doctrines of demons were all about.